So.
Please be seated.
很感谢神的恩典，让我们今天在安息日聚会的时候大家能够继续在教会来参加这场聚会。
We thank the grace of God that this morning on the Sabbath day, all of us may gather here to worship Him.
小弟现在奉耶稣的圣名跟大家来查考一根复活发芽的杖。
And now, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to study the topic of budded and revived rod with all of you.
在圣经里面记载了许多很特殊的事情，是我们用人间的理性所不能了解的。
In the Bible, there are many recordings of things that cannot be fully comprehended with human logic.
有人把它当作神话。
Some people treat it as myths.
但是有人却看到的是神的作为。
But while others see the wondrous work of God.
在圣经里面。它有许多事情，其实是我们人间的理性所真的想不懂的。
There are so many things in the Bible that cannot be understood with human reasoning.
那我们如果能够愿意先被来从用信心先来领受。
If we're willing to humble ourselves and accept it by faith.
然后看一看圣经里面所记的这些事实、这些现象。
And to look at all the facts, all the phenomena recorded in the Bible.
会不会再一次的发生在我们的身上？
And to think about whether it could possibly happen to us again.
因为圣经它是神的话语。
Because the Bible is the words of God.
是神借着他的仆人，透过他的灵感动所写下的信息。
And these are the messages written through his servants who are moved through his spirit.
圣经它并不是在告诉我们。一些故事而已。
And Bible is not merely a recording of different stories.
这本圣经有66卷书。
There are total of 66 books in the Bible.
这个每一卷书都有它的特殊的主题。
And every single book has its unique topic.
这圣经里面它有一些历史。
And within this Bible, there are different histories.
主要就是以色列民的历史。
And especially records the history of the Israelites.
这以色列民的历史被他们被称作神的选民的历史。
And this is called the history of the chosen people of the Israel.
因为神他特别拣选了一个民族。
Because God has specially chosen this race.
要来让我们看到他的作为。
So that they may see the work of God.
也是为了要准备这位天上的神来到人间，进入人间的系统应该要有的一个方式。
And this was making a preparation for God who was to come into this world in the form of flesh.
所以圣经里面有选民的历史。
So within the Bible, there records a history of the chosen Israelites.
那这个历史会让我们看到一个事实。
And within the history, we can see these truths or facts.
就是神他是救赎的神。
And that is God is the Savior.
他是要拯救他的百姓。
And he is to deliver his people.
从罪恶，从奴役当中能够被释放得自由。
He will deliver them from slavery, from sin, and to freedom.
那让我们看到那个神其实他是要用体验的来认识，然后来敬畏。
So we can also see this is a God that we need to fear and that we may come to know through experience.
我们今天早上呢，想要从民数记第十七章呢，来跟大家查考一个道理。
And this morning, I'd like to share with you a topic from Numbers chapter 17.
那这个道理是事实，是曾经发生过的事实。
And this is something that really took place in the history.
但是这个是蕴含着很重要的耶稣基督的救恩。
But this story encompasses a very important message of Jesus' salvation.
耶稣基督的救恩其实在旧约的时代就一直存在。
And the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ had existed even in the time of the Old Testament.
其实整个圣经它就在讲神的救恩。
In fact, the entire Bible speaks about the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
那整本圣经包括新旧约它其实都在讲一个中心的人物，就是耶稣基督。
Both the Old and the New Testaments focus on one central character, and that is Lord Jesus Christ.
那可是耶稣基督他这个人物在历史上是大概2000年前才出现的。
But Lord Jesus did not appear in the history of time not until 2000 years ago.
可是他的出现早在几千年前就开始预言的。
But his appearance was long for prophesied or foretold 1000 years before.
包括在以色列选民的历史当中就一直被提到的。
And was always mentioned even in the history of the chosen Israelites.
我们如果看民数记第十七章，
If we read Numbers chapter 17,
我们会看到一件事情。
We may see one thing.
我们看十七章的第二节第一节。
The three chapter 17 verse 1.
这里是神对摩西说的话。
And here the Lord spoke to Moses saying.
他说，你小以色列人啊，从他们手下取杖，每支派一根。从他们所有的首领按着支派共取十二根，你要将个人的名字写在个人的账上。
Verse 2, speak to the children of Israel and get from them a rod from each father's house, all their leaders according to their father's houses, 12 rods, write each man's name on his rod.
第三节说，并要将亚伦的名字写在利未的账上，因为各族长必有一根杖。
And you shall write Aaron's name on the rod of Levi, for there shall be one rod for the head of each father's house.
那这个是因为在以色列民当中，他们有十二个支派。
And the children of Israel, there are 12 tribes.
啊，这个十二支派是从雅各这个祖先生下来的。
And these 12 tribes spring from the 12 sons of Jacob.
这十二个儿子成为以色列的十二个族。
The 12 sons become the 12 tribes of Israel.
那他们其实人数也不少，有几百万人的。
And they were not few in number.
啊，那十二个支派，每一个支派都有一个首领。
Each 12 tribes have their own leader.
现在神跟摩西就是，这是神特选的一个带领人。
And now God said to Moses, who was especially chosen by God.
那这里提到说亚伦是摩西的哥哥。
And here mentions Aaron was a brother of Moses.
他当时候是做祭司的。
He served as a priest.
那这个地方说十二个，你取十二根杖来。每一根杖都有个人的名字，就是首领的名字在上面。
Here God told Moses to take 12 rods from each tribe with their names on each rod.
特别还有另外一根是亚伦的杖，亚伦啊，另外有一根杖。
And there was another rod from Aaron.
然后当然就写亚伦的名字，是利未的杖啊。
And with Aaron's name written on the rod, this was for Levi.
哦，那表示这个时候看起来应该要有13根杖在这个地方了。
So from this we can see there should be a total of 13 rods.
因为如果按照民数记所记的，他们有十二个支派那当时候是约瑟的支派分成两个。
So according to recordings of the numbers, there were total 12 tribes, and the tribe of Joseph was divided into two.
那利未是独立出来的。
And Levi was separated out.
好，那现在神要他们把这些杖收集了。
So now God wanted them to gather all the rods.
好，第四节说，
Verse 4,
你要把这些杖放在会幕内法柜前，就是我与你相会之处。
Then you shall place them in the tabernacle of the meeting before the testimony where I meet with you.
然后第五节说，
Verse 5,
后来我所拣选的那个人，他的杖必发芽，这样我必使以色列人向你们所发的怨言止息，不再达到我耳中。
And then it shall be that the rod of men whom I choose will blossom. Thus I will rid myself of the complaints of the children of Israel which they make against you.
这个是神他的话嘛，神吩咐的。
And this is what God commanded Moses.
神是说把这个杖拿去放在法柜前。
And God told them to place the rods before the tabernacle.
那是在会幕里面的至圣所。
And this is in the Holy of Holy within the tabernacle.
那在这个至圣所的地方，约柜那里神跟摩西相会。
So before the Ark of Covenant, this is where God meets with Moses.
也就是说，在这个地方，神跟人讲话。
And this is a meeting place of God and men.
神有什么命令，就在这个地方向摩西传达。
And that is the place where God will instruct Moses.
神说，
God said,
我所拣选的那个人，他的杖就会发芽。
And the man, the rod of the man whom I choose will blossom.
那这样子，那个以色列人向你们所发的怨言就会止息了。
And so that I will rid myself the complaints of the children of Israel which they make against you.
那是因为当时候以色列有一些首领对亚伦当祭司这个工作很不平，他们很嫉妒，他们发怨言。
And reason is because at that time some of the leaders they were jealous of Aaron serving as the priest.
那这个事情就在第十六章里面所记载的。
And these are recorded in chapter 16.
因为圣经里面记了很多的历史。
And the Bible records many histories.
我们今天没有办法详细的把这些历史说明。
And we don't have time to go through all of them.
但是就是他们当时候有人发怨言了。
And so what happened was at that time, people made complaints.
为什么只有亚伦可以当祭司？
So why was Aaron only worthy to serve as a priest?
我们其他人也都是圣洁的，为什么就不行呢？
So all of us are clean and holy, why can't we serve as priests?
其实他们当时候是因为他们不愿意顺服神的安排。
But because at that time, they're not willing to submit to God's arrangement.
所以那时候他们有人就发怨言反要起来反抗。
So they complained and they wanted to cause a riot.
在第十六章的时候已经记录了，当时候有14700人呢，因为遭瘟疫就死了。
So in chapter 16, there records that 14,700 men had died because of a plague.
也就是因为发怨言这件事情，就死了10,000多人了。
And because they complained against God, so 14,000 some men have died.
可是即使这么多人死了，当时有很多百姓还是觉得不服气。
But even with so many people have died, still some people still did not cease to complain.
他们就是觉得说，怎么会神不公平，特别是又选这个人能够当祭司。
So you still cannot understand why God only chose Aaron to serve as the priest.
因为我们人总是觉得说事情要公平啊。
Because as men, we always want things to be fair.
你可以做的，我可以做啊。
What you can do, I can also do.
你有什么特别的？为什么只有你？你能够
Why are you special qualified to do that job?
但其实那是因为人忘记，这个人是被造的。
It's because so often we forget that we were all created.
那神是造人的。
And God is the creator.
如果这位造人的神他指定了，那别人没有话讲的。
So if this creator has appointed this person, no one else can say a word.
所以当时候他们会发怨言，其实表示他们藐视神的命令。
So at the time, the people complained against God because they despised God's commandments.
不愿意顺服神的。
They were not willing to submit to God's arrangement.
这已经说明这个人当时候人本来是心里面存了一个不顺服的心。
So we can see how man possesses heart of disobedience.
你看我们人一开始从出生都是这样子的。
So we can see how we are just like that since the time of birth.
你看那孩子一生下来，你就不要教他，他慢慢的一定会很悖逆的。
And so when your children are born, if you don't teach them properly, then they will become very disobedient.
特别是然后孩子。刚出生很可爱啊
，especially a newborn baby, they're very adorable.
一个月、两个月到七八个月
，from the time when they're born until when they're 7 to 8 months old,
慢慢会学讲话了。
Then slowly they will begin to speak.
好，然后等到一岁，大部分都开始可以爬可以走了。
Until 1 year old, most of them can start crawling or start walking.
开始学大人的生活方式了。
So they start imitating after the ways of the adults.
然后这样子慢慢成长到两岁左右。
So gradually, when they grow to be 2 years old,
他们就开始学会说话。
They start to learn to talk.
通常，他们都会先说什么话呢
？So what words do they start saying first?
一般来说，你会发现，他们都最会讲的话就是 no。
So you realize kids learn to say no first.
也就是说。他有很多事情你要叫他做什么，他就是跟你说 no。
So whatever you want your child to do, they will tell you no。
所以，你看儿童心理学，他们就说这个婴孩当中有一个儿童当中有一个所谓的 terrible two， 有一个这个两岁的时候就是怎么想都想不懂，他这什么东西都跟你相反。
So the child psychologists they say that there's a terrible two that all kids will go through。
也就是说，这个孩子就是很自然的，他就会。想要跟父母亲的指示相反。
So very naturally, the children will want to go against the will of their parents.
那在说明我们人本来就有一个很不顺服的心。
So this only tells us that all of us possess this heart of disobedience.
我们如果没有去调整它
，if we don't adjust it,
这个孩子慢慢的他就不喜欢听人的话了。
Then eventually, this child will grow up, being a disobedient child.
他想做什么他做什么。
They will do whatever they want to do.
那这个就是圣经里面讲的人的罪。
And so this is what the Bible tells us of the sins of men.
我们今天人。其实，不要说顺服神，就是顺服人都很难了。
And today, if we don't say, needless to say about obeying God, it's very hard for us to obey men.
因为神看不到啊。
Because God is invisible.
人看得到。
And we can see men.
孩子他都不愿意顺服父母亲的。
If a child is not willing to even submit to their parents.
所以现在也很自然的这个百姓很难顺服这个政府。
So very naturally, people are very hard to obey, or submit to the government.
公司的员工是顺服他的上司。
Or for the employers, employees to submit to the employer.
因为要接着说，我跟你一样啊。
Because they feel they're all equal.
你为什么能够叫我做这个做那个
？And why can you tell me to do this or that?
所以当时候百姓呢，他们就是 对这个神的安排，祭司这个职分指定的这个人选，他们有意见。
So at the time, people had opinions about God's arrangement of Aaron's status.
那个时候，你看神用瘟疫击杀这么多人，百姓还不怕。
So even after God has stricken them down with a plague, they were not afraid.
所以我们说就会发现说，其实人心里面是很硬的。
So we can see how hard the heart of man is.
除非这个灾难临到我们自己身上，不然我们都觉得说那个是别人的事。
Unless a calamity actually falls on ourselves, then we will always think this is someone else's problem.
这说明说，其实我们人其实不容易从这个历史或者是别人身上学到教训的。
So as men, it's very hard for us to learn from the history or from others'consequences.
那这个时候，这个怨言神要处理的。
But at the time, God will deal with these complaints.
所以神正在说，我现在要让这个我所拣选那个人的杖发芽。
So here God says, I will let the rod of the man whom I choose blossom.
要让他们不再发怨言的。
So their complaints will cease.
好，所以呢，第六节就是摩西他就把神的这些话告诉以色列人。
In verse 6, Moses spoke the words to the children of Israel.
他们就把这个杖都收集起来了。
So they gathered all the rods.
好，第七节，摩西就把这个杖放在法柜的帐幕内，在神面前。
And Moses placed the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness.
第八节说。
Verse 8.
第二天，摩西进法柜的帐幕去，谁知道利未族亚伦的杖已经发了芽，生了花苞，开了花，结了熟杏。
And now it came to pass on the next day that Moses went into the tabernacle witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron of the house of Levi has sprouted and put forth buds, and produced blossoms, and yielded ripe almonds.
第九节
Verse 9.
那摩西就把所有的杖就从神面前拿出来了，就给以色列众人看。他们看见了，各首领就把自己的杖拿去了。
And then Moses brought out all the rods from before the Lord to all the children of Israel. They looked, and each man took his rod.
第十节
Verse 10.
神吩咐摩西说，把亚伦的杖还放在法柜前，给这些背叛之子留作记号，这样你就使他们向我发的怨言止息，免得他们死亡。
And the Lord said to Moses, bring Aaron's rod back before the testimony to be kept as a sign against the rebels, that they may be put their complaints away from me, lest they die.
第十一节，摩西就这样行，神怎样吩咐他，他就怎样行了。
And thus did Moses, just as the Lord had commanded him, so he did.
那我们就看到这段故事，你看一夜之间呢。
So from the story, we can see overnight.
这就是一夜之间发生的事情。
And all these happen overnight.
这个杖通常都是，如果从第八节我们看，这个是从杏树上砍下来的啦。
So if you look, these rods were cut down from an almond tree.
好，这个杖本来都是已经拿在手上，是已经没有生命的。
And so these rods were without life.
至少已经是死掉的了。
Actually, they were dead.
我们说树枝如果没有连在树干上，它就是死的。
So you know, if a branch is not connected to the tree, then it is dead, lifeless.
所以这个杖，它怎么可能会发芽呢
？So how is it possible that this rod can possibly blossom?
但是这件事情就这样发生了。
But this is how it happened.
你看。第二天，他说摩西进到神面前去看。
So second day when Moses went into the tabernacle of witness,
就是亚伦的那一根杖，就是那个杖上面写亚伦名字的那一根呢。他说他发芽，长花苞，又开花又结果。
So it was a rod with Aaron's name written on it, which has sprouted and put forth buds.
我们不知道当时候他这个杖是结多少果子。
So we don't know how much fruit it had bore.
圣经只是这样写。
And this is how the Bible described it.
哦，那网络上有很多很多的那个照片哈。
And on the internet, you may be able to search all different kinds of images.
很多人就是想象说，哎，这个杖现在发芽、长花苞、又开花、又结果是什么样子
？So people have put in their imagination to draw these images of how the rod looks like with blossoms and almonds.
我们自己也可以想象。
So we can imagine it ourselves.
但是这根杖应该不会很长。
But this may not be a very long rod.
一般拿在手上的杖可能三尺五尺左右吧。
And so maybe three to five feet long.
哦，那这个杖它上面没有讲说它长叶子啊。
So the Bible doesn't say that it produces leaves.
这根杖就是有发芽。
It merely sprouted.
就长花苞。
And put forth buds.
它要开花，它要结果。
Produce blossoms and yielded ripe almonds.
那表示它同时之间有这些现象存在的。
So all these phenomena took place at the same time.
这根杖就是有这几个你可以看得到的。
So these are the things that you can see on this rock.
一般来说，我们都知道那个花，那个树枝如果发芽之后，它要长花苞、开花、结果，所以就是 最后这个花最后变成果子嘛。
And so we all know in the natural process, the a plant will sprout, then grow into fruits.
那表示说，这根杖它突然之间又活起来了。
So all of a sudden, this bud, this rod came alive.
这一根杖放在神的面前去。
And this rod was placed before the presence of God.
神为了要彰显他的权柄。
And God, in order to manifest His power,
要让他的百姓知道说谁是他选的。
And to let His children know that. Who has chosen them?
要让人认为不可能的事情重新发生的。
To let the impossible, possible.
然后让人看到说，哦，原来在神没有不可能的事情。
To let them know that there is nothing impossible in God.
神可以让死的再重新活起来。
God can let the dead rise again.
而且是真的是完全超越我们人的理性思考的逻辑。
And it truly have surpassed the imagination and reasoning of men.
因为再怎么样都不会是一夜之间发生的事。
And no matter what, this cannot take place overnight.
你今天如果种一棵树，
Today, if you plant a seed,
它多久才会开花结果呢？
How long will it take to sprout and bear fruits?
不管再怎么样，生物科技再怎么样进步，
No matter how advanced our technology may be,
现在有很多人工操作的方法哈，可以改变这个物种的一些界限。
So we know there are many different technologies in science that can modify these genetics.
在植物学里面在做组织培养的时候，
And so when you are cultivating these plants,
你可以改变植物的一些特质。
You can change the characteristics to these plants.
但是基本上是从有生物的变有生物了。
But no matter what, they will if this is from something inanimate to something with life.
没有办法让死掉的重新活了。
And you cannot make something that is already dead to life again.
但是在组织培养的时候，它可以把这些植物呢加速让它能够发芽，让它加速的可以结果子。
But when they're cultivating the plants, they're able to increase their growth process.
但是没有办法一夜之间。
But that cannot happen overnight.
这个只有神有办法。
Only God can allow this to happen.
那所以这个亚伦的这根杖，它现在出现这个现象。
So now the rod of Aaron has produced these signs.
那表示说这根杖重新活起来。
So that tells us that this rod is once again alive.
它的生命是神给它的。
And God has given this rod life.
它不是本来这根树里面的生命。
And this was not the life within this rod itself.
它的生命已经不一样了。
And this is now a different life.
那这件事情让当时候的那个神的选民看到。
So the children of Israel have seen this.
你看，当摩西把这些杖拿出来的时候。
So when Moses took out all the rods.
好，众人都看见了。
All the people have seen the rods.
所以圣经在第九节说他们看见了。
So in verse 9 says they have seen the rods.
好了，那现在个人来领了，所以各首领就来领他们自己的杖了。
So now each leader came and took their rods.
他们的杖通通。没有改变，一个夜之间都没改变。
None of the rods have changed overnight.
好，个人拿去，现在剩下亚伦的杖在那里。
So after they have taken out the rods, only the rod of Aaron was left.
神跟摩西说，把亚伦的杖继续放在法柜前。
And God said to Moses, bring Aaron's rod and leave it before the testimony.
要给这些背叛之子留作记号。
So it be kept as a sign against the rebels.
那这样子他们就不会再向我发怨言了。
And that they will put their complaints away from you.
也就是说，他们可以知道说，其实神的作为。有时候我们不能够用人的想法去跟他理论呢、啊。
And this is to let them know that sometimes they cannot reason with God's work and God's doing.
神的指定，人要顺服。
And men must obey and submit to God's arrangement.
人要能够从这个发芽杖看到神的权柄。
And、they must be able to witness and know God's sovereignty through this budded rod.
神可以让死的重新活起来。
That God can raise the dead from the dead.
当然也可以指定谁做什么事情。
And God can also have the power to appoint who to do what.
所以他就是要让这些百姓他们可以了解说神有绝对的主权。
This is to let the Israelites understand God holds the absolute sovereignty.
如果今天他们承认这个神的存在，
Today, if they admit and confess to God's existence,
那么他们就要能够顺服神的作为。
Then they need to be able to submit to God's doing.
他们就要来跟从这位神的指示。
They need to be able to follow the commandments of this God.
所以这里他特别提到说，这个杖亚伦的这根杖，他说放在法柜前呢，来做记号的。
So the rod of Aaron was placed before the testimony to be kept as a sign.
那这个记号其实 跟这个神迹是一样的。
So in fact, the word sign is the same as the sign in terms of miracles and wonders.
所以这根杖一直就被留在这个会幕法会前。
So the sign, this rod continued to be kept before the Ark of Covenant.
让世世代代的人可以看到神他是生命的主。
So that generations of the Israelites may see and know that God is a God of life.
就是在让他们可以了解说，在神没有难成的事，凡事都可能。
And to understand that in God there's nothing that is impossible.
这个神他可以让这个没有生命的杖重新的结果子。
And God can let this lifeless rod once again bear fruits.
所以神借这个方式让人可以了解谁是他所选择的。
It is through this way that Israelites may understand whom is it that God has chosen.
我们从这一根杖，我们看到几个现象。
So from this rod, we can see a few different phenomena.
这个就是神他有绝对的能力，可以改变一切。
The first is that God has the absolute power to change everything.
他可以让生命重新复活。
He can resurrect and give life once again.
其实这个复活是神给他的生命了。
In fact, this resurrection, this life was given to this rod by God.
这是一个新的生命。
This was a new life.
然后这个生命是可以发展的，就好像这个发芽的可以长出花苞来。
And this is a new life that can grow and bear fruits.
然后这个生命可以再一次的进一步的发出香气来的。
And this is a life that can once again emit fragrance.
当开花的时候
，once it blossoms，
我们就会闻到香味啊。
Then we will smell this beautiful fragrance.
杏树应该是会香的。
And almond trees should have a very good smelling smell.
专家啊，我们这些有一些很对植物很了解的人，杏树应该是白色的花。
And so I believe the blossoms, the flowers of an almond tree are white.
杏树应该是在春天的时候开的，应该是不是？
And almond trees usually blossom during springtime.
因为这个时候，杏树应该他们是说，如果杏树开花的时候，就是大概春天应该已经来了吧。
So when the almond trees blossom, that would tell them that spring is near.
可能也有包括这个在哪个地方的杏树也不一定了。
And so we don't know where this the blossom tree may be.
但是基本上杏树如果开花，我们就看到那个白色很漂亮的。
But generally, when the almond tree blossoms, it will blossom with white flowers.
所以圣经用杏树开花来说明人老了，头发变白了。
So the Bible uses the blossoming of almond tree to describe the aging of men.
但是杏树开花基本上是发香的，发香味的。
But generally, it will emit a very nice fragrance when it blossoms.
所以这根杖，它现在可以重新发出香气来了。
So once again, this rod can emit this fragrance.
然后呢，他说又结果子。
Again, it yielded ripe almonds.
表示这个杏树它是可以，这个生命可以重新结一个果子来。
And so once again, this almond tree may bear fruits and give life.
那杏，你看这个熟杏哈，杏果，这个现在我们都知道这个杏仁啊，杏树这个果子是很有营养的价值的。
And now we know almonds hold very good nutrition values.
啊，很多人喜欢吃这个杏仁呢。
And many people like almonds.
啊，因为他知道他有益健康。
Because they are good for the body.
所以这个树这根杖又结出了这个果实来。
So this rod of Aaron even bore ripe almonds.
是可以让人生命得到滋养的。
So it may bring nutrition to a man's life.
所以我们看到这个本来死的生命可以重新的活起来。
So this rod that was once dead may now gain life.
重新的发展。
Once again blossom.
重新发香味。
And once again emit fragrance.
结出果实，让人得到满足。
And to yield fruits out that man may be satisfied.
这就是神的作为。
And this is the work of God.
今天这个亚伦这根杖。
And today this rod of Aaron.
他在旧约时代，他所显明就是这个就是神所指定的。
In the Old Testament, it is to manifest that this is the one that God has chosen.
这叫做一个神迹。
And this is called a sign.
给所有的神的选民当作一个记号，去思想神他是绝对的，应该要顺服。
It serves as a sign to all the children of Israel that God is one that they must submit to.
这样一个作为，这根杖它代表什么意思
？So what does this rod refer to?
其实我们从整个圣经的主题来看。
From the entire theme of the Bible,
这一根杖很特别的。
And this is a very special rod.
神所指定的人。
This is an appointed rod.
这是要来做大祭司的。
And that was someone to serve as the high priest.
让众人可以借着他的服事，能够跟神亲近的。
That people through his servitude may come and draw close to God.
在圣经里面一直在预言耶稣基督来到。
And the Bible continued to prophesy the coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
特别是在旧约圣经里面，很多很多关于耶稣基督的预言。
Especially in the Old Testament, there records many prophecies regarding Jesus coming.
这一根重新活起来发芽杖， 其实所代表的意思就是耶稣基督。
And this revived and budded rod represents our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是做大祭司的。
And he served as a great high priest.
我们现在请看撒迦利亚书第六章。
Let's turn to Zechariah chapter 6.
我们来把这个把它联系起来。
And let us
see. 撒迦利亚书第六章。
Zechariah chapter 6.
旧约圣经最后第二卷书撒迦利亚书第六章。
Zechariah chapter 6.
第六章。我们请看第十三第十二节。
Zechariah chapter 6 verse 12.
撒迦利亚书六章十二节。
Chapter 6 verse 12.
对他说，万军之主如此说，看哪，那名称为大义苗裔的，他要在本处长起来，并要建造神的殿。
Verse 12, then speak to him, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, saying, Behold, the man whose name is the branch, from his place he shall branch out, and he shall build the temple of the Lord.
十三节。
13.
他要建造神的殿，并担负尊荣，坐在位上掌王权，又必在位上做祭司，使两职之间筹定和平。
And yes, he shall build the temple of the Lord. He shall bear the glory and shall sit and rule on his throne. So he shall be a priest on his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both.
这里圣经在预言大卫的后代当中会出现一个人物。
And here the Bible prophesies how from the descendants of David will come this man.
这个人物要重新的长起来以后，他是要来建造神的殿。
And when this man grows up, he is to build the temple of the Lord.
而且他要担负尊荣，他说他是掌王权的，他是做王的。
He shall bear the glory and he shall sit and rule on his throne.
但同时他是又是在位上做祭司的。
But at the same time, he shall also be a priest on his throne.
在旧约时代，王跟祭司这两个职位是不同的，是两个人在做的。
In the Old Testament, a king and a priest are served by two different people.
也就是说，不会是君王又同时兼祭司了。
So the king cannot be a priest at the same time.
因为这两件事情是分开的。
Because these two positions are separated.
但是现在圣经预言说，将来有一个出现，他就是要做王、掌王权，同时当祭司。
But here the Bible prophesies that a man shall appear and he shall be the king and a priest at the same time.
要让这两职之间呢能够有和平，能够连起来。
And he shall be the council of peace between them both.
然后让这个神的选民重新得到荣耀。
And that the people, the chosen ones of God, will once again regain glory.
这一个大卫的苗裔所预言的，其实就是耶稣基督。
And this descendant branch of David, prefigures Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你看，当神所计划的时间满足的时候
，So when God's appointed time is fulfilled.
耶稣基督他就出现在人间。
And Lord Jesus Christ appeared in this world.
他的出现其实真的是让很多的当时候的旧约的这些对律法很明白的人跌破眼镜的。
So his appearance has shocked many of the people who have understood the Old Testament law very well.
因为耶稣基督他是要来改变整个人类历史。
Because Lord Jesus came to change the entire history of mankind.
他更重要的是要来改变所有人的生命。
And more importantly, he came to change the life of all men.
我们如果看一节圣经。
If we turn to the Bible, verse.
他来救我们。耶稣是来救我们人的。
And Lord Jesus Christ came to save us.
我们来看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
哥林多前书，对不起，哥林多前书第十五章。
Excuse me, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们请看第二十节。
Let's read verse 20.
哥林多前书十五章二十节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20.
这里提到说，基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人出熟的果子。
20. But now Christ has risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
二十一节说，死既是从这是因义人而来，使人复活也是因义人而来。
And for since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead.
二十二节。
22.
在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人都要复活。
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive.
圣经的这些话，其实在说明今天我们今天所有人都是亚当的后裔。
Here the Bible tells us that all of us are the descendants of Adam.
因为亚当夏娃的犯罪让人从死在罪里面。
Due to the sinning of Adam and Eve, men have once again fallen into sin.
所以 罪的代价就是死亡。
So the wages of sin is death.
所以在亚当里，众人都死了。
So in Adam, all have died.
所以我们人的生命，其实真的，肉体不管活再久都会死。
So no matter how long we live in this world, one day we will all die.
那其实就是因为罪的缘故。
It's all because of sin.
所以在亚当里，众人都死了，其实也说明人跟神的关系也断了。
So since all men will die in Adam, it also means our relationship with God has been cut off.
死因为一个人而来，就是因为亚当而来。
And death came because of one man.
但是现在耶稣基督来了。
But now Jesus Christ has come.
他要让我们重新活起来。
He will make us alive again.
他要来拯救我们脱离死亡，脱离罪恶。
He will save us and deliver us from sin and death.
所以耶稣基督出在还没有降生以前呢。
Prior to Jesus' birth.
那个天使就跟玛利亚讲了。
The angel said to Mary.
你这个孩子出生是要来救人，从罪里面把他救出来的。
And this child is to be born so he may deliver men out of sin and death.
马太福音第一章的二十一节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 21.
马太福音一章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 21.
他要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
耶稣基督，他其实是童女玛利亚怀孕生下来的。
Lord Jesus Christ was born through Virgin Mary.
第二十三节特别说，人他称他的名是以马内利。
In verse 23 says they shall call his name Emmanuel.
以马内利翻出来的就是说神与我们同在。
Which is translated God with us.
就是神要住在人当中。
And that is God will dwell amongst men.
所以耶稣基督的出现其实是就是神他的救恩里面要来拯救人。重新从死里面活起来。
Therefore, the coming of Lord Jesus Christ was part of God's salvation plan, so that He may save us from sin.
那耶稣基督他是在圣经里面一直在强调，他是神道成肉身。
The Bible continually emphasizes that Lord Jesus Christ came in the form of flesh. It is God who came in the form of flesh.
因为如果不是神，人是不可能掌握生命的。
If it were not for God, then we will not be able to have this life.
我们就看到现在虽然科技这么发展了。
Even though technology is very advanced today.
我们人还是没有办法创造生命的。
And as man, we still cannot create life.
我们只能够从现有的物质里面去转换它另外一个形式。
And we can only alternate what is existing into something different.
我们没办法让从无变成有。
But we cannot create something out of nothing.
我们没办法让一个死的重新活起来。
We cannot raise something that is dead.
那更不用说让他整个生命可以改变。
And needless to say, to transform its life entirely.
所以神他才是生命的主。
So God is the ruler of life.
所以现在要改变人，要救人，重新活起来，一定是神的工作。
So it is God's work in order to save men and deliver men out of sin.
今天神要亲自来人间为我们做这件事情。
And today God will personally come into this world and do this.
那这个就是耶稣基督。
And this is Lord Jesus Christ.
今天主耶稣的故事千千万万人在传颂在学习。
And today millions of people are reading and learning about the words of Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督他被钉十字架。
Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
他是为了我们人的罪被钉上去的。
It was for the sake of our sins that he was crucified.
他被钉上去是出于爱。
And he was crucified on the cross out of love.
因为他爱人。
Because he loves men.
爱是神的特质。
And love is a unique characteristic of God.
神就是爱。
For the Bible tells us God is love.
所以因着爱，所以神他愿意为我们做这一切。
And because of love, Jesus was willing to do all of these for us.
因着爱，耶稣基督被挂十字架上。
Out of love, Lord Jesus Christ was hung on the cross.
但是因为他本身就是神。
But because he himself is God.
所以他三天之后，他从死里复活。
And after 3 days, he resurrected from death.
这个就像这一根杖一样。
And this is just like this rod.
他这根杖放在神面前的时候。
And when this rod was placed before God's presence.
神为了要让世人和让他的百姓可以了解。
In order to let his children understand.
谁是神所选择的。
Whom is the one that God has chosen.
所以让那根杖重新活起来。
So he let this rod become alive again.
今天在世人当中这么多人里面。
And now amongst all the people in this world.
我们要怎么知道谁才是神真正所派来的救主呢？
So how do we know who is the true Savior sent by God?
谁才是真正生命的主宰呢？
And who is truly the Lord of life?
耶稣基督从死里复活这件事情，
And from the matter of Lord Jesus Christ resurrecting
from the dead, and
that is to testify and prove that he is the appointed
Savior.
Also explains that he is the Lord of life.
耶稣基督他为了爱的缘故,
and Lord Jesus Christ, out of love, he was willing to sacrifice himself.
所以圣经说, 耶稣基督是自己愿意舍命的, 没有人可以把他的生命夺走。
The Bible tells us that he was willing to give his own life, no one could take it away from him.
但是他要可以把生命要回来。
But if he wanted, he could have taken his own life back.
所以他可以从死里复活。
So he could resurrect from death.
所以耶稣从死里复活,
so Lord Jesus Christ resurrected from death.
就成了一个记号,
so that becomes a sign.
让众人可以看出,
so men may see,
谁才是神所指定的救主。
And who is appointed Savior by God.
是能够让我们借着他能够重新认识神，重新回到神的怀抱里去。
So that through knowing him, we can once again return to the loving bosom of our Father and God.
旧约时代的祭司是站在神跟人之间的中保。
We know the Old Testament priests, they stand as a mediator between God and men.
人跟神只有一位啊,
and, there
神只有一,
is, and there is only one God.
那我们今天有很多很多世人,
and today there are many people in this world.
在人跟神之间只有一位中保,
and there is only one mediator between God and men.
我们现在请看提摩太前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第二章。
1 Timothy chapter 2.
第二章请看第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
他愿意万人得救，明白真道。第五节。
Verse 5.
因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
And verse 4. Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth? For there is only one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候，这事必证明出来。
And who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time.
这里在说明耶稣基督他是中保这个角色。
And this clarifies how Lord Jesus Christ served as a mediator.
其实就像在旧约时代里面当祭司的这个工作一样。
And this is similar to the work of the priest in the Old Testament time.
他是替人献祭的。
And they are to offer sacrifice on behalf of men.
是站在人跟神之间来沟通的。
And they are standing in communication between God and men.
所以现在这里特别强调耶稣他就是 我们跟神之间的中保。
He emphasizes that Lord Jesus Christ is that mediator between God and man.
他舍自己做万人的赎价。
He gave himself as a ransom for all.
所以他本身又是替我们献上生命的。
So he had offered himself up as a sacrifice for us.
那他其实真的是这位神自己成为人的。
And Jesus Christ truly was God who came in the form of man.
他现在特别说 这个事情到的时候就要证明出来。
And tell us that all these will be testified in due time.
所以耶稣基督他这个是他自己说他这是道路真理生命。
The Lord Jesus Christ said himself that he is the way, the life, and the truth.
他说没有借着我没有人能够到父那边去。
And except through him, no one can go to the Father.
所以只有一位中保，只有一条路， 就是耶稣基督。
There is only one mediator, one path, and that is Lord Jesus Christ.
他就是我们今天所看到的一个记号。
And he is the sign that we witness today.
这个记号就是他从死里复活。
And the sign of resurrecting from death.
你看今天在各宗教里面，
today we see in different religions,
大部分都可以再去重新追溯到他们创立这个信仰的，他们所谓的创始人，他们的坟墓在哪里？
So most of the religions you can trace back to the burial place of their founding fathers.
但是唯独耶稣基督，
only Lord Jesus Christ.
我们已经找不到他的尸体，也不知道他的坟墓，没有坟墓了。
And we cannot find the burial ground for Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他的坟墓里面是空的。
Because his tomb is empty.
因为耶稣基督从死里复活。
For Lord Jesus Christ resurrected from death.
当他复活的时候，
in the time of his resurrection,
当时候有很多人不愿意相信的。
Many people are not willing to accept it.
甚至一开始，他的门徒都觉得很不可思议。
Even in the beginning, his disciples were in disbelief.
因为对他们来说，这个 怎么会人死了还会活起来呢？
To them, they couldn't understand how man could possibly rise up again from death.
而且还是不见了，消失了。
And not only that, his body disappeared.
当时候圣经在记载这件事情，我们看马可福音第16章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Mark.
马可福音16章。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音16章。
Mark chapter 16.
第9节。
Verse 9.
十六章第九节说，
Verse 9，
在七日第一日清早，耶稣复活了， 就先向玛利抹大拉的玛利亚显现。耶稣从他身上曾赶出七个鬼。
So、now when he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary of Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons.
第十节。
Verse ten.
他去告诉那向来跟随耶稣的人，那时候他们正在哀痛哭泣。
And she went and told those who had been with him as they mourned and wept.
第十一节。
11.
他们听见耶稣活了，被玛利亚看见，却是不信。
And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe.
我们就看到当时候，其实耶稣复活这件事情，连门徒一开始他们都觉得很难相信的。
So we can see that even in the very beginning, the disciples could not believe the fact that Lord Jesus had resurrected.
因为真的照理性怎么想都想不懂。
According to human logic and reasoning, there's no way we can make sense of this.
断气了。
You have lost your breath.
哈、哦，都不会动了，他怎么还会活？
And for someone who had died, how can he possibly become alive?
但是，这个就是一个事实。
But this was the truth.
后来，主耶稣基督向他们显现。
And later, Lord Jesus appeared to them.
哦，所以我们看第十四节。
So if you read verse 14.
第十四节，后来十一个门徒坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们不信，心里刚硬，因为他们不信那些在他复活以后看见他的人。
And later he appeared to the 11 as he sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of the heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen.
那这个就是表示说，我们今天人真的不容易相信。
So tell us that today as men, it is very hard for us to truly believe.
可是这个记号，这个神迹却是事实，却是明显的。
But this mark, this sign was true. It was a fact that truly happened.
主耶稣基督又在他们面前。
Lord Jesus was once again standing before them.
然后责备他们说：“你们不信了。”
He rebuked them of their disbelief.
在那个时候，主耶稣就先交给他们任务，说：“你们往普天下传福音给万民听。”
And at this time, Lord Jesus instructed them the Great Commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
要去传耶稣复活。
And to preach the resurrection and preach that Lord Jesus lives.
耶稣是救主。
That Jesus Christ is the Savior.
他是我们人的要回到天父那边去的唯一条路。
And he is the only way for men to go back to the Heavenly Father.
他可以赐给我们重新的生命。
And he will re-give us this new life.
他要让每一个愿意相信他的人得到丰盛的生命。
And he will give abundant life to all those who are willing to believe.
主耶稣其实他在跟门徒在一起的时候，他曾经已经讲过一句话了。
In the time that Lord Jesus met with his disciples, he once told them.
只是那时候门徒可能还不能明白。
And just that at that time, the disciples could not fully understand.
约翰福音第十一章的时候。
In John chapter 11.
我们看约翰福音第十一章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John chapter 11.
约翰福音第十一章。
John chapter 11.
十一章，我们看第二十五节
Chapter 11 verse 25
耶稣对他说复活在我生命也在我信我的人虽然死了也必复活
And Jesus said to her I am the resurrection and the life He who believes in me though they may die he shall live
二十六节
26
凡活着信我的人必永远不死你信这话吗
And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die Do you believe this?
当时候主耶稣就已经这样宣告了
And this is how Lord Jesus proclaimed during this time
我就是生命我就是复活
I am the resurrection and life
所以他就是生命的主宰。
And that he is the Lord of life.
他决定什么时候可以把生命舍弃。
And he makes a decision of when to forsake life.
什么时候可以把生命拿回来。
And when to take back life.
他可以改变每个人愿意跟随人的生命。
He can change the life of everyone who is willing to follow him.
他说信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
He said, he who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死，你信吗？
And whoever believes and lives in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
这表示说主耶稣基督他从死里面走过来。
It means that Lord Jesus Christ had come out of death.
他为我们去付了罪的代价。他尝了阴间的死味。
He had paid the wages of sin on our behalf.
他为我们人的罪付出了生命的代价了。
And he had given his life for the sake of our sins.
重新拿回来。
And once again regain life.
然后让我们跟随他的人不再死。
So all his followers will not experience death again.
所以我们今天信主的人。
So for all the believers.
是有盼望的。
We are with hope.
他说必永远不死。
For he said we shall never die.
表示说我们可以一直的活着。
That we can live eternally.
那是因为他要赐给我们永生。
It is because he will grant us the eternal life.
所以主耶稣基督是我们人的希望。
So Lord Jesus Christ is the hope of mankind.
他就是神放在我们世人面前的一个记号。
And this is a sign that he had placed before us.
借着他我们可以得到生命。
And through him we may gain life.
所以主耶稣基督他告诉门徒。
Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples.
你去 向万民做见证。
And go and testify to all nations and creatures.
信而受洗的必然得救。
Whoever believes and baptized will be saved.
在耶稣基督是在你在耶稣基督里面可以有盼望。
Because in Jesus Christ you shall have hope.
可以得到丰盛的生命。
You shall gain an abundant life.
我们看到今天我们每一个人，我们原来就我们个人的一个个性，一个特质。
We know today all of us possess our very own personality.
我想大部分人我们都不会觉得说我们自己非常完美。
I'm pretty sure none of us will feel that we are all perfect.
我们总是会想到说我们好像生命当中都有一些缺陷。
Perhaps we may feel that we have certain lackings in life.
但这些缺陷要怎么样把它变完美？
But how can we make perfect of these lackings?
那更不用说我们对自己的我们的长相可能不满意。
And needless to say, we might not be completely satisfied with how we look.
所以最近你看这个社会很流行整形啊。
So we can see in this society, plastic surgery is very trending.
我眼睛太小，把它弄大一点。
If my eyes are too small, I just make it bigger.
鼻子太扁，把它弄高一点。
If I have a flat nose, I'll just straighten it.
嘴巴太小，把它变大一点。
If I have a small mouth, then I will widen it so we can change the features of our faces.
那个脸扁扁的，可以把它变成鹅蛋脸。
So if we have a flat face, then we can make it 3D.
但不是3D 啊。
Oh, we can.
就是那个脸型变得比较漂亮一点。
We can make it look better.
哦，就是对啊，3D 比较立体感，没有错了。那但是这些是外表的改变。
So all these are only modifications to our look appearance.
人的生命如果没有改变，外表再怎么变都没有用。
But without a modification to our life, then no matter how we change our features,
今天我们要怎么样让我们的生命真的丰盛
？So today, how can we truly make our life abundant?
耶稣基督他自己做一个榜样。
And Lord Jesus Christ set an example.
他从死里复活。
He resurrected from death.
他应许给我们一个很重要的恩典。
And He promises a very important grace.
我们看约翰福音第十章。
Turn to Gospel of John chapter.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10,
第十节
verse 10,
盗贼来了，无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
耶稣基督要让我们得到丰盛的生命。
And Lord Jesus Christ will allow us to have an abundant life.
这个丰盛的生命是可以发出香味的。
And so this is a life that which we may emit fragrance.
就像亚伦这根杖一样。
And just like the rod of Aaron.
我们本来都是死的。
Originally we were all dead.
但是我们可以复活起来的。
But we may resurrect and gain life once
again. 我们可以成长，可以发展，长出发苞来。
We may grow, we may bear fruits.
我们可以发出香气的。
We may emit fragrance.
最后可以结出果子来。
In the end, we can bear fruits.
让众人看了觉得说是的。这是神的作为。
So when men see this, they will know that this is the work and doing of God.
所以我们每一个人在耶稣里面，生命都可以得到改变。
So all of us in Christ, our lives may be transformed.
我们可以让人看到是的，我们今天是神所拣选的。
So others may see that we are the ones chosen by God.
耶稣基督的生命要在我们的身上呈现出来。
And the life of Lord Jesus Christ will manifest in us.
我们愿意接受吗？
Are we willing to accept this?
我们愿意来经历这样的一个生命的改变吗？
Are you willing to experience this kind of life transformation?
因为耶稣是活着。
Because our Lord is alive.
我们今天愿意相信的。
For those who are willing to believe today, we too may live.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him together.
478首。
478。
To
请坐。
Please be seated.
这首诗歌说，因为他活着。
This hymn tells us because he lives.
现在圣经告诉我们，耶稣复活。
Since the Bible tells us that Jesus has resurrected,
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know this for sure?
其实今天我们祷告，领受圣灵是个非常重要的证据。
And in fact, today when we pray after receiving the Holy Spirit, that is a very important sign.
当主耶稣传扬福音的时候，
when Lord Jesus preached the gospel,
他跟他的门徒说，
he told his disciples,
他已经事先预告说他要被钉十字架，
he has foretold them that he was to be crucified,
他会死的，
that he will die,
又复活，
and resurrect again.
他说等到他复活之后，他要回到天父那边去。
And he said after he resurrects, he will return to his heavenly father.
回到天父那边去，就是要准备我们天国的住处。
He will return to his heavenly father so he may prepare the place for us.
然后他将来还要再来。
And one day he will come again.
但是他再来的时候，天地就结束了。
When he comes again, the heavens and earth will come to an end.
在他再来以前。
Before his coming.
我们要先确定他回到天上去。
We need to first be sure that he has returned home.
所以他跟他门徒说，当我回到天父那边去以后。
So he said to his disciples, after I have returned to the heavenly home.
我就要把保惠师，就是圣灵降下来。
I will send down the counselor, which is the Holy Spirit.
要让我们得到能力，
so that we may gain strength.
所以当我们领受圣灵的时候，
so after we have received the Holy Spirit,
其实就证明耶稣基督他是复活回到 天父那边去的。
And that testified that Lord Jesus Christ truly has resurrected and returned to Heavenly Father.
当我们向他求，
because when we pray and plead to him,
我们奉他的名祷告，
we pray in his name,
我们赞美他的伟大，
when we praise his wondrous work,
我们用哈利路亚的方式来颂赞他，
when we praise him in the form of hallelujah.
当我们这样跟他求，
when we plead to him in this manner,
我们如果领受圣灵，
and if we receive the Holy Spirit,
我们就会确信耶稣现在在天上，
and we will surely and firmly believe that Lord Jesus Christ is now in heaven and he hears our prayers.
照他的应许把圣灵降给我们，
and according to his promise, he has sent us the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们要经历耶稣基督活着的事实。
And today we will experience the fact that Lord Jesus lives.
一个最直接的方式就是领受圣灵。
And the most direct way is to receive the Holy Spirit.
我们今天很多弟兄姐妹都领受了圣灵。
And today many of the brothers and sisters have already received the Holy Spirit.
嘴巴会讲灵言。
Our mouth will utter in tongues.
就是舌头会卷动会跳动的。
And that is our tongues will roll.
这是神赐给我们人的口才。
And this is the eloquence given to him.
这是在讲
given to us by God.
讲述说神的奥秘。
And we are speaking the mysteries of God.
帮助我们的灵性能够丰盛。
And to help us gain abundant spiritual life.
所以这不是对人说的。
So these words are not spoken to men.
所以我们等一下祷告的时候，我们会听到弟兄们用灵言祷告。
And later when we pray, we'll hear that brothers and sisters will pray in tongues.
这是领受圣灵正常的表现。
And this is a normal sign and behavior of receiving the Holy Spirit.
所以我们可以仔细的观察。
We may carefully observe.
我们其实更希望我们一起来祈求。
And what we want the most is hope that all of us may come and pray together.
来经历耶稣基督的应许，
to come and experience the promise of Lord Jesus Christ,
让他的生命进入我们里面，
so that his life may enter into us,
我们可以知道他活着，
that we know he lives,
将来我们也一定是活着，
that in the future we too will also live.
我们现在就一起来祷告，
and I'd like to pray together.
我们教会弟兄姐妹祷告的时候跪下来，
so in our church we kneel down in prayer,
要表明我们的谦卑，我们的敬虔，
and to show our humility and our reverence.
好，所以我们跪下来祷告，眼睛闭着。
We pray, kneel down to pray and close our eyes.
让我们可以专心。
So we may concentrate.
那我们就奉主耶稣圣名开始祷告。
And we begin by saying, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
就用哈利路亚赞美耶稣这个方式来不断的颂赞他。
Then we repeat by saying, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
可以祈求主耶稣基督照他应许把圣灵浇灌我们。
We may ask the Lord to shower upon us the Holy Spirit according to His promise.
那我们结束的时候，我们按铃。
In the end,
那众人都会停下来。
We'll ring the bell and we will conclude.
然后我们会来复诵主耶稣基督教我们的祷告文。
And then we will recite the Lord's prayer taught by Lord Jesus Christ.
就阿门结束。
And we'll conclude by saying Amen.
这样的祷告很简单。
And this is a very simple form of prayer.
所以我们弟兄姐妹或者是朋友，如果愿意接受按手祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
For other brothers, sisters, and friends who are willing to receive the laying of hands, we may come forward to pray.
我们可以一起来祈求圣灵的浇灌。
Let's all pray together for the downpouring of the Holy Spirit.
教会的执事传道帮助我们祷告。
And other workers of the church will help us pray.
我们现在就一起来祷告。
Let us now pray together.
愿意接受按手的，请到前面来。
Let's come forward.